USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is expected to declare a national emergency over the coronavirus crisis during a 3 o'clock Eastern Time White House press conference. A declaration of a national emergency sets the stage for more direct federal relief to Americans and companies who are being affected by the coronavirus. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the Trump administration is considering many options to help ease the economy over coronavirus fears. Speaking at the White House, Mnuchin says the president is very interested in doing a payroll tax cut because it's a giant stimulus.
We're working with Congress on that. If Congress wants to do the stimulus in a different format, we'll consider that. But the president wants to put money in the economy for hardworking Americans who are impacted by this.
NASCAR announcing they're postponing their next two races at Atlanta Motor Speedway and Homestead Miami Speedway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Pentagon wants to reevaluate its decision to award a $10 billion cloud contract to Microsoft. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
It could be a victory in the making for Amazon, which protested the award to Microsoft. In a court filing, the Defense Department says it, quote, wishes to reconsider its award decision in response to the other technical challenges that Amazon's presented. Amazon sued after Microsoft got the contract last October. It argued that the decision was politically motivated by President Trump's dislike of Amazon's CEO Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post, which Bezos owns. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Louisiana will postpone its presidential primary, which was originally scheduled for April 4th, as part of the state government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. More news can be found at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump has announced certain individuals will be able to defer their tax payments without penalty given the ongoing coronavirus crisis. Details are scarce on this plan, but however the plan shakes out, experts are predicting a bumpy ride for taxpayers for the remainder of the filing season. Maddie Dupler is the president of Forward Strategies and a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She says now is the time to be preparing, though, for your 2020 taxes.
One thing I always remind people, even though at tax season it's a little too late for this, make sure that your W-4 is updated at work. Make sure that if you've had a major life event, a divorce, you've got a new kid, you know, anything like that that's going to affect your tax filing status, make sure that you've updated that information at work so that the government isn't withholding too much money or too little money so that you have a shock at tax season. But because of the tax changes made to the law in 2017, taxes actually have become simpler for the majority of Americans. Before the changes to that tax law, we had more people itemizing, which means that you were sorting through receipts, trying to take different deductions as you were doing your taxes. Now 9 out of 10 Americans take that standard deduction because it was double as a result of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. So that means that taxes have become a lot simpler for Americans, and it also means it allows you more clarity, more ability to plan. It means you don't have to count on that refund or think going into April 15th every year that your tax situation is going to be drastically different, because there's certainly going to be a lot more certainty for taxpayers as they look at their taxes each year as a result of taking that standard deduction.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.